As a man, you never want to rely on motivation, and let me tell you why. Motivation is very fleeting. It's one of those things that come and go very quickly, actually. And let me just put you in a situation for a little bit. Imagine this. You're sitting down, you're feeling like a bag of shit. You are feeling tired, exhausted, hopeless, depressed. Maybe even lonely. And you know that you have to go do something. Let's say that you have to go to the gym. And you just sit there and you wait for motivation. Maybe you distract yourself and think that maybe I'll feel better by watching a show or doing something. But while you wait and wait for that motivation, you get more tired, more demotivated. See, it's a cycle. Motivation just kind of happens, you know? Like, maybe one day you'll wake up, you'll have really good sleep, and you just feel like this surge of energy. Maybe a girl texts you back, and you feel really happy and motivated all of a sudden. Maybe just something happens in your life, and boom. You got motivated again. And so you use that motivation as fuel to go and work out, to finish your assignment, to do whatever that you have to do. See, the problem with that is that you're sitting, waiting. You're waiting for life to change. But the problem is that in order for you to change your life, you're gonna have to change the things that you're doing. And you see, so when you're relying on motivation, you're not acting. You're passive. You're waiting for something to happen. And so I have a solution for you, and something that I've been using for the past 10 years, and something that I teach my students. Do not ever rely on motivation. Motivation is cool and all, and when it's there, it's amazing. You feel ecstatic, you feel strong, you feel confident, you feel like you can do anything. But you don't feel like that a lot. If anything, you barely feel like that sometimes. There are some weeks that go by where you're just not motivated. But let me tell you something. There's a way that you can trigger that feeling that motivation gives you. The feeling of rejuvenation, the feeling of lightness, the feeling of happiness, the feeling of like you can do anything. You can do it very simply, and all you have to do is start using discipline. Allow me to explain here. So, discipline is when you don't feel like doing something, but you do it anyway. And you do it anyway because you ultimately know this is for the better. I mean, I don't need to sit here and explain to you why working out is going to improve your life. Go ahead and do it and watch how good you feel afterwards. The proof is in the pudding. And so, what I'm trying to really say here is if you shift your focus on discipline, you'll be able to achieve so many things in your life because life is not linear. Life is unpredictable, it has ups and downs. And when you're down and you learn how to get up and do the thing that you have to do, that alone makes you feel better. And so, for a man, it's very important for him to learn discipline. There's no wonder why they teach it in all philosophies and methodologies and religions and whatnot. Discipline is one thing that human nature and human beings can agree on. It is crucial, it is necessary for a man to strive and to become better and stronger and to be out in the world and to have high status and confidence. If you can discipline yourself through the tough times, you can discipline yourself through tougher times. How you do one thing is how you do everything, as Dan Lok says. And so if you're having trouble getting motivated for the gym, that's good. Stop using motivation and stop waiting for it. Rather, when you're feeling down, you're feeling angry, you're feeling frustrated, you're feeling depressed, lonely, feeling like a nobody, all you have to do is put on your shorts, put on your shirt or a tank top, put on your shoes, and go exercise. And just watch what happens. Watch what changes. Watch your state go from being extremely low to being very high. And, you know, sometimes you might not go high, but you're definitely going to be higher than where you were. And it's very simple because you're letting your cells breathe. You're escaping these repetitive thoughts that happen in your mind, which are most likely causing you to feel demotivated and undriven. So you see, discipline is very important. It's the most important thing that a man can learn, because you can get yourself out of the rut whenever, wherever. It's because you just know that if this happens in my life and I feel like I feel a certain way, I feel this negativity, it's very simple. You just get up and you do it anyway. And afterwards, things are back to normal, maybe even better than normal. And if your normal is undriven, unmotivated, that is a sign that you are really obsessed and addicted to motivation. Because it's just like a drug, right? If you're addicted to motivation, motivation is basically in control of you. You're a prisoner, and motivation is the guard. Sometimes it'll check up on you, sometimes not. Sometimes it'll give you that food, sometimes it won't. And so to go into the dungeon to slay the dragon, you're going to need discipline, not motivation.